This is Juno Afternoon, which is made possible with support from Hanson Grass, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. My first guests today are producer Luann Christian and actor co-producer Ed Christian, and we're here to talk about The Gun Show, which will be playing, put on by these two at McPheeters Hall Saturday, tomorrow. Two shows, one at 3 and one at 7:30. Ed, Luann, welcome to the show. It's nice
to have you
here.
Thank you for having us.
I think people will recognize your names, longtime contributors to the theater community here in Juneau.
Yes.
I think about This Wonderful Life, Work with Perseverance, Theater in the Rough. And are you both living in Juneau? Are you traveling through? Where are you right now?
We're visiting. I spend a lot of my year in Washington, D.C., and we both split our year between there and our place in Montana.
Okay.
Ed's acting. He retired and we left Juneau. He went on to join the acting community in Washington, D.C., and he's been doing one or two shows a year there. And this show actually originated in Washington at a theater called Theater Alliance. And it was directed by Anita Maynard Losh, which many people will know from Juneau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So it's called The Gun Show, written by E.M. Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about when you found this. Did you go see it? Did you hear about it? How did it come to be? And how did you build your relationship with it?
Well, another name associated with Perseverance, Colin Hovde, who worked up here on a show back in 2006, a long time ago. But he ended up being the artistic director of Theater Alliance in D.C., and he was picking out some shows for a season, and we were reading all these different plays. And this one was one of them, and they do issue stuff, you know. And so we read this play, and there wasn't really a good fit for it because it's a one act. It's less than an hour long. It's one person. It's me, right? And we decided to do it in a festival in D.C. So it only ran for one weekend, a good weekend in D.C., and we loved the show. It went over well. And I wanted to have another shot at it.
Well, we were coming up to visit friends. And, you know, there's no community that we could have done this by ourselves in except Juneau. But we have had a tremendous amount of support from, you know, Holy Trinity, the Jack, a lot of our friends that have showed up to help us, mm-hmm. you know, put the seats in, and just word of mouth on the street to be able to share it with our friends in Juneau community.
Oh, yeah. In your description to me before you guys got on the show, mm-hmm. you wrote hot button topic.
Yeah.
And it is indeed, right?
Yeah.
So here we have this piece of art, a play that is dealing with a hot button topic. How is it able to do that?
Well, E.M. Lewis wrote this play that is a series of stories from her own life. Usually playwrights write fiction, and she calls this one Truth. She wrote these stories. They're personal stories from her life, and some of them are very personal, five different stories. And she wraps them around some ideas she has about America's relationship to guns. Now, E.M. grew up on a farm in rural Oregon, and rural Oregon is a place where people have guns. They do. And she describes in the play, she talks about three shotguns leaned against the wall by the back door. Her neighbors hunted deer in the mountains every year. You know, the men in her family served in the military. So she grew up in America's gun culture. I did too. I grew up in the South, and there were guns in the closet of my bedroom when I was, you know, a kid. That was the culture. I'm not recommending it. I'm not saying that's what we should do. I'm just saying that's what it was, you know. So she's very comfortable with guns and gun culture. And she wrote this play to try and avoid the extremes of the argument, because anytime you start talking about guns, you do get some very extreme arguments. On one end, you get someone like Alex Jones, who has very strong feelings about guns. And Alex makes a little bit of an appearance in our play. At the other end, you might have people who think that guns are bad and no one should have guns. She really takes a middle ground on this, and she ends up telling the story about guns from her point of view without really taking a position on them and without ratifying either end of the spectrum.
But her life's journey allows, well, it doesn't allow it. She encounters gun violence and gun issues from the other side as well. So she's really presenting a unique look at gun violence in America and the issues from both sides. And it's really about being able to listen to each other and to hear our stories so that we can have a conversation. Because definitely both sides are presented, or the ideas of both sides are presented through her stories. But more than anything, it's very entertaining and it is thought-provoking. But it's not it engages audiences without preaching to them. It's about, let's have a conversation. How can we come together? How can we move forward?
You both mentioned that you come from families that had guns in them.
Yes.
Do you think that made this role and your production easier or more relatable?
It made it more relatable. It actually made me think back, because she talks about what I said earlier about growing up with guns and shooting and hunting and all that. And that's it's part of my life too. I grew up, and like I said, you know, my father went hunting and I went hunting with him. And it really made me reflect on how many similarities that there are between her point of view and mine about growing up in this culture, you know. And the culture has changed so much in the last 30 or 40 years. So it really made me reflect back.
Working within her words and these experiences of hers, have either of you had any changes in your opinions on guns?
You know, I wouldn't say that I have personally, but we did the show in an area of Washington where a lot of Howard University students would come to the shows, and we had a lot of discussions after the shows. And it was interesting to see how when people came in with a very liberal attitude about guns, as far as, you know, the more left side of the argument, how they were more understanding of people in rural areas who have a different viewpoint of, mm-hmm. of what guns mean to them. And people who grew up hunting and using guns, and guns were, you know, in the same room that they slept in, had a better understanding and more sympathy and empathy for those who had been victims of gun violence and were concerned about the growing violence of guns in America. So I think this is really a perfect piece to be able to sit down, regardless of what side you're on the issue, and be able to be more empathetic and maybe be able to have discussion. Because I think the problem we have when we have a hot button ticket like this is that we start getting into when we confront each other, we just start shouting, and you're not listening. You're waiting for the other person to stop talking so that you can make your point. And then they're not listening to you. They're waiting for you to stop talking so they can make their point. And when you go to theater, you come into the theater already receptive to listening. That's what you're there for. And so it allows us to go to a place where we can hear each other better. And if we can listen to each other, then maybe we can talk to each other. But again, I want to really hit the point that
to be clear,
this is theater. It's entertaining. It's not here to be – I mean, we can't help but touch on political aspects of it because of the subject. But more than anything, it's a very heartwarming. It's sometimes sad. It's sometimes funny. But it's a great piece of theater mm-hmm. by a master actor.
Oh, well, thank you.
Who I think is, you know, really on top of his craft. And you will enjoy it regardless of what you think about the issue.
Yeah, just to back that up, this is not advocacy that we're engaged in. This is theater. I'm an artist, right? And it's a good play. And people should see it because well, anyway, the audiences that we've had so far have just been really engaged with the piece and have been moved by it. So it's a good piece of theater. It's a good piece of writing. It's good to see. And regardless of what you think about guns, this will be thought-provoking. If E.M. Lewis in this play stands for anything, she stands for the conversation. One of the lines from the play is, sometimes it seems impossible to even have a conversation about this. I mean, a conversation between the two sides, not just more rabble-rousing and cheerleading amongst ourselves. And that's from near the beginning of the play. But she really stands for the conversation. We need to talk about this.
It sounds like, and that's sort of the takeaway for the play, is we want people to come out of it talking.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
About this.
Absolutely. Yeah. And they will. I know. We also did it in Montana, and when, you know, three weeks later, I would run into people, and they would still be talking about it and talking about how they talk to other friends about it, because it is a very engaging, very thought-provoking piece.
And not one that really ratifies anybody's worldview. I don't think anybody's going to walk in there with an extreme position and say, I was right. You know, it's not that. It is that there's a lot of us in America in the middle, and we don't go with either of the extreme arguments. And we need to have a conversation about this, because America has a peculiar relationship with guns when you look at us compared to the rest of the world. And we need to figure this out.
Well, and one thing that keeps coming back to me, people might recognize me from the box office at Perseverance or at Theater in the Rough, but we have such a lovely audience in Juneau. It's very unique in how much of the town is engaged in theater and are, you know, open to coming and listening and hearing and experiencing. Mm-hmm. And we're just so thrilled to be able to share this here with our friends in the community that we spent 30 years with love. And
I really came of age as an actor in Juneau over decades working with the various theaters here, Perseverance Theater and Theater in the Rough. And I've always – it's so interesting acting here, because there's so many people who've seen a lot of stuff that I've done, you know, so I have to keep coming up with new stuff. I can't just recycle, you know. But that's been it's been a wonderful experience acting in front of audiences here.
And you say it's about 45 minutes to an hour?
It's probably about 50 minutes, I would guess, yeah.
All right.
About an hour.
And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Lou Ann Christian and Ed Christian about tomorrow's – this weekend only.
One day only.
Saturday only. The
right.
Gun Show, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at McFeeters Hall. Are there ticket sales in advance?
Right. They are. There are tickets at the Jack at Hearthsides. They are selling. We will have some at the door. But if you want to make sure you have a seat, you should go out and buy your ticket so we don't have to turn anyone away, I'm really hoping. But we will have some tickets at the door. So if you can't, still come.
It's the Gun Show tomorrow, Saturday, 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at McFeeters Hall. Lou Ann Christian, Ed Christian, thank you so much for talking about this show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.